Hey, this is TA calling in from Om de Blom Base Camp, day 10. This was our technical training day, so for a second day in a row, we haven't had this super big steps. Today I had 6917, 6,917 steps, 32 floors, 4.57 kilometers. Though definitely got some leg workout and some arm workout learning about Jumarring up the Yellow Tower. I realized yesterday after I hung up, I forgot to say yesterday's steps, 4,794 and 20 floors and 3 kilometers. So the cool news was yesterday I passed the 100,000 mark for stairs on this expedition. So we had breakfast today, and then we, which was eggy bread, as they call it here, or French toast where I come from, and bacon, yummy, yummy bacon. And then we shouldered our bags and headed down to the little tea house that's down the valley a little bit. There's some craggy, rocky stuff there. And in the morning, we learned about descending fixed lines, using our cow's tails, which are basically these two lines that we use to attach our jumars, which are these cool things that let us go up ropes without slipping back. And we also just sometimes use them as cowtails with carabiners on the end so that we arm wrap or just go walking down the slope depending on how steep it is. And we also talked about abseiling, as the Brits call it, or rappelling, as the North Americans call it, and did some practice of that, all the while wearing both our big working gloves and our big summit mittens, because it can be super cold up at above. Well, actually, it can be super cold here in the morning. Rumor has it was about minus 10 last night. Water bottles, pee bottles were freezing. And then in the afternoon, we did double Jumar ascension. This is what we'll need to reach Camp 2 on the Yellow Tower. It's going to be very steep, very physical, and so having a two Jumar option might be helpful to some of us. And we also practiced Jumaring halfway up and then setting up an abseil and being able to get back down, talk through a couple different other kinds of scenarios, and basically left the session feeling quite ready to get up there. We'll start using our harnesses and carabiners and technical gear between ABC and Camp 1 when we get to the rocky slabs. Lunch today was Tibetan bread with yak cheese and Spam and lemon tea, and I don't know yet about dinner. Last night's dinner was some kind of meat that lives in the storage tent, which was done up with red peppers and was delicious with onions, and mashed potatoes, which were also super yummy. And we just had what Tim calls a snack attack, where he brings out all kinds of yummy goodies, squeezed cheese, crackers, pate, Pringles, chocolate, to refuel us after a big, busy day. So we're people are getting ready and starting to be both excited and probably a little anxious. We'll do our first carry up to Advanced Base Camp tomorrow. So I've got my gear laid out and just waiting for a further briefing to decide exactly what I'll carry up on the first time we move up, and then we should be coming back down here again for one more night at Base Camp. And then the next day we'll carry up some more stuff and then sleep there. So different strategies, so just waiting to hear from Tim on that. I'm doing pretty good. No headache today. Good output. Feeling a little bit of heartburn, so I'm going to check in with Tim about that. And days are great. Nights I find a little bit long. Definitely long expeditions like this have a mental component, and I do find with the mental stuff during the day, struggle a little bit at night, but, you know, taking it day by day, step by step, and it will be a big accomplishment to carry up to ABC tomorrow, so I will let you know how that goes. Thanks, and have a great day. Bye. Oh, yeah, and thanks, Marion. I got your two texts. Thinking of you, and I may actually try to send you a text from the cell phone. Okay, take care. Bye.